these kind of weapons should not be used because they create an indiscriminate damage to both military and civilian targets. I had a chance a few years ago to be in some refugee camps and to see people that have just arrived crossing minefields holding their leg amputated by remnants of cluster munitions. You see the victims that are really simple people who are trying to do their daily jobs for survival and unaware of the existence of these weapons. They step on them, or for children, play on them. They continue to be victims even after the conflict has concluded. So the first priority is to try to respond to the victims, to prevent damage being done, to stimulate international solidarity in order to help countries to clean up areas where these weapons are underground, and to destroy their stocks